Hi, this is Daniel Garb the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. February is Black History Month, which is the best time to celebrate black cinema from an historical perspective. The Toronto Black Film Festival is running from February 14th through the 19th, showing new features, docs, and shorts. This year, celebrating actress Pam Grier with her 70s film Foxy Brown, and in a tribute to the late great Charles Officer, they're showing Akilah's Escape, a thriller set in Toronto, and Sway, Emmanuel Kabongo's new thriller, having its Canadian premiere at the same festival. MUBI, M-U-B-I, the streaming site for avant-garde indie and festival films, is programming black cinema this month in their Cut to Black series. You should check out Samuel D. Pollard's excellent documentary, MLKFBI, from a few years back, it's showing on MUBI, about J. Edgar Hoover's wiretapping, surveillance, and execrable treatment of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his family. But this week I'm looking at something completely different. Two new movies about lonely women with surprisingly vivid fantasy lives. There's an office worker who dreams of dying and a reclusive novelist who dreams of adventure. Sometimes I Think About Dying, directed by Rachel Lambert. Fran, played by Daisy Ridley, is a young woman in a small coastal town in the Pacific Northwest. She works at a dull office job in charge of supplies and flowcharts. Fran likes beige sweaters and cottage cheese. She spends all day staring out the window at ships docking in the harbor, loading and unloading containers by crane. Basically, she's depressed, bored, and lonely. She lives alone and never goes out. The only unusual thing about her, something that she'll never confess to anyone else, is the strange fantasies that bounce around her head. She pictured herself lying in a grassy forest, dead. She enjoys the calm and peacefulness of being a corpse. She isn't suicidal. She isn't a zombie. She just likes the concept. Until one day, a stranger arrives at the office, taking the place of Fran's recently retired co-worker. Robert, played by Dave Merhege, comes directly from Montreal. He's bald and bearded with a dry sense of humor. His big secret is he has never worked in an office job before and is completely baffled by office culture. They bond via texting, and he eventually asks her out on a date. She agrees, and suddenly Fran's life changes for the better. Her fantasies shift from grassy knolls to funeral pyres. They go to an actual party and meet new friends. They play games, but will she ever open up to him? Can she reveal her secret, and will she ever smile? Sometimes I Think About Dying is a tender social satire about the boredom of daily life and the bubbling cauldron of emotions lurking just beneath the surface. It feels like an Aki Kaurismäki movie with Helsinki transplanted to small town USA. Daisy Ridley, she's the British actor best known as a fighter pilot in the Star Wars franchise, is subtly funny as Fran. And Canadian actor and stand-up comic Dave Merhege is good as her normal guy foil, Robert. This is a simple movie, but with enough twisted humor to keep you interested. It's cute. Argyle, directed by Matthew Vaughn. Ellie Conway, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, is a frumpy middle-aged woman who lives with her cat Alfie in a log cabin somewhere between a picturesque mountain and a lake. She earns her living writing action novels about a dashing spy named Argyle who roams the planet on daring missions. Ellie, on the other hand, is a total homebody who is deathly afraid of flying and will only leave her home to attend a book launch in a nearby city. But her books are bestsellers, with her devoted fans eagerly awaiting the next in the series. But her mom, played by Catherine O'Hara, who proffers advice on all her books before they're published, says the ending just doesn't do it. So she sets off on a train ride to hash through the manuscript with her mother. But everything changes on that train ride when a stranger, a bearded, long-haired man in dirty clothes, aggressively takes the seat across from her and refuses to move. He's a fan of her books, he says. Turns out the entire train knows exactly who she is, and for some reason they think her books are the key to the whole secret world of espionage, and for that reason want her dead. So this strange man, played by Sam Rockwell, turns out to be a spy himself, fighting for the good guys, he says. He manages to fight off dozens of would-be assassins and brings Ellie to safety. She grabs her cat and they fly off to Europe in a private plane, but this is just the first step in a whirlwind journey of international intrigue where the CIA, the good guys, are fighting the bad guys, a sinister cabal known as the Division for Worldwide Domination. Why does everyone think her fiction is prophetic? Can Frumpy Ellie meet these mysteries? Solve these mysteries, rather? And will she ever know the truth? Argyle is a highly stylized roller coaster ride of light comedy and high-speed action. The bright colors and extreme violence and mass murder, but never any blood, is fueled by a non-stop infectious disco soundtrack. The movie begins with scenes from her novels where Argyle, a plastic-looking Henry Cavill, and his teammates have unbelievably ridiculous shootouts and chase scenes in exotic locales. But it soon resets to real life where things are slightly more believable. The thing is, it all starts to merge to the point where reality is even more extreme than fiction. In Ellie's mind, her fictional spy Argyle periodically takes the place of her less appealing cohort. The story makes marginal sense. With so many U-turns and double crosses, your head will spin, but that's not what the movie's about. It's there for sheer entertainment, a ride on planes, trains, automobiles, boats, and ice skates as the film chugs along its merry way. Visually, it's one giant green screen with endless CGIs and special effects to the point where it's almost a cartoon. Is that Henry Cavill's face and hair or a computer-generated plastic figurine? Is that Bryce Howard's breasts or a CGI simulacrum? Who knows? Who cares? This is all about spectacle, with some truly spectacular scenes of, well, mass murder muted by bright billows of pink and lavender smoke. There's gun porn with the camera gently caressing thousands of assault rifles lined up in a shiny white tribute to machine guns. And major star power here, including Dua Lipa, John Cena, Ariana DeBose, Bryan Cranston, and Samuel L. Jackson. So is Argyle a good movie? No! It's ridiculous, high-budget schlock, but it's also eye-candy perfection. Argyle starts this weekend, and Sometimes I Think About Dying opens next week. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.